Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Lone Star Radio on my mind. So won't you kick your feet?
Welcome to the Texas Ticket.
This is Armando, and I'm with Lacey Baker from Mosquito and Pest Authority.
That's right.
Well, welcome to the show, Lacey. I'm so glad you made it out today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Man, there's so much stuff going on.
A lot.
You know, April, May, just this whole quarter is just full of fun stuff. Some are family oriented. Some are really beer oriented. I think this is the second top beer season other than October.
Yes, lots of beer events, but also lots of family events. The weather's so nice, you know, lots to do outside.
I think Foss is doing on, what is it, March 28th? Didn't you say that was March
28th? Yeah, I have to get my phone.
The Beer Fest downtown Conroe. Is that what they're calling it?
Lagerfest. Yeah. We saw the posters outside today.
Yeah, they're on
Lagerfest. Yes, Foss Brewing, March 28th.
I wonder if they're going to do the Winnie Dow Graces.
Maybe.
Yeah,
they had those before. We'll have to look that up. Yeah.
And I think this is the last one that got grandfathered in because they pre-planned street closure.
Yes. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It'll be a big turnout. Yeah.
But, you know, while we have it, while it's there, you know, you can come down and they could block the streets for that come the 28th.
Yeah.
Yep. But, and, you know, what a great St. Patrick's Day. Did you have a good time for St. Patrick's?
I did. Love wearing green. Love going to people watch, see everybody. And, you know, Tom Ball had German Fest.
Lots of fun stuff out there. And it's going on out there throughout the weekend, isn't it?
Ever gone to that?
Once when I was younger, but it was like a decade ago.
It's so good. It is so good.
I want to head
good.
Back out to Tomball to see that. And they've really made the best out of their small town, you know, thing. It's Old Town Tomball, I think.
People
they call
travel
it.
For it. I mean, it gets like over 1,000 people. I don't know what the number is, but it's huge.
A lot. Yeah. And that little area has got a lot of new little stuff popping up in there. I hope that they do well. And I know they have. That event's been a drawing a crowd for a long time.
So is Lagerfest kind of equivalent to that? I've never been to it.
Lagerfest is Foss is a, you know, one of the bona fide pedigreed brewers. He studied in Germany, made beer in Germany, and then he brought it back. And he tested the water there at Foss to be equivalent to something that was in the town that the beer originated in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they did like the litmus test.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is, but, you know, I made that.
They
did stuff. Yeah. They know that beer is authentic or as close, how close they got to it, you know. And, you know, I think about that in all the crawfish competitions, you know, because when they do a crawfish competition with the SCCA that's coming out to the Montgomery County Fairgrounds for the crawfish cook-off, I think that's 20th through 23rd, they'll be out there. But, you know, they're all cooking, they're all being distributed water by a water truck to do their boils. So I was thinking one good ingredient change would be to bring your own water.
Why?
Well, because you could make a clear taste difference.
Oh, but I mean,
everybody uses the same water and you bring some other kind of water, just another ingredient.
It's all the seasonings.
I know.
It has nothing to do.
My friend said that thing. Bring your own handy wipes, by the way. The little wipes, you know, when you're at the crawfish cook-off in May. But, you know, if you're looking for that change, like when we use a great brisket versus a Wagyu brisket, I mean, is it the spices or
is it the spices? Come on, I'm a Cajan. It is the spices.
You know, I put enough cayenne on it. You won't taste anything but cayenne. And I've often said that you could put enough garlic, lemon, butter on and salt on anything to make it taste good.
And the texture has to be there.
I was told in the 13 colonies when they originally settled in the United States that at some point when famine was setting in, they started boiling their boots and shoes.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's leather. Leather has a protein to it. Okay. And that was a thing.
Terrible.
Before you'd starve out, you'd cook your belt.
Gross.
Well,
that
speaking
does
of
not
good
taste
cooking,
good.
Speaking
yeah.
of good cooking, we got quite a show set up, and we've got Cody here in the studio to get this show started from All Star Catering. He's here in the studio right now. Let's welcome him in. Cody, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, guys.
Man, I'm glad you're here. And Cody, you're here today because of an event that we got coming up that's on our radar, the Taste Fest over at the Lone Star Convention Center.
Yeah, it's coming up here pretty quick. I'm pretty sure it's next week, next Thursday. It's going to be March 26th. Again, I'm Cody Spence with All Star Catering Company. Catering company in the community for over 20 years, and man, I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm pulling up Taste Fest right now, and that's with the Lake Conroe Chamber of Commerce, and they bring everybody out. You buy a ticket, you go to the Lone Star Convention, try everybody's food. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so it's Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber of Commerce. It's actually presented by Crown Beverage Package. Beverage packaging, and it's a huge event. Over 40 food and beverage vendors are there. It's unlimited tasting.
This is my kind of event. I like that.
And man, you can walk around, mingle, taste things that some places have exclusive deals that you can just get there for their restaurants or catering facilities. And it's a very fun event. It's at the Lone Star Convention Center. If you want tickets, you can actually go to Conroe.org to the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber website, or you can just walk right into their building, right to the front desk, and they'll sell you a ticket.
So a ticket gets you, you can just go up and sample, or you have to buy things when you go up to booth?
No. You buy the ticket, you go in, and you sample.
That's my kind of event.
Sounds fun.
And they'll have to roll you out afterwards.
Because there are like three. I saw there was a guy going around town shooting different foods, and I think he's still doing that. I saw him doing a shoot to promote the Taste Fest over at Red Brick Tavern on Simonton Street.
So the person that was in the video is Guy Barker with First Financial Bank.
That's the guy. Oh. Yeah, Guy Barker. Yeah.
The person shooting it was probably Steve Scheffler with the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber of Commerce, I would assume.
Cool. Yeah. And they sampled three different dishes that Red Brick had put together, that little sample plates, and each one had a whole bunch on there. And I'm thinking, okay, that's a little meatloaf stack. And then there was like
a Reuben.
Oh, yeah. A little Reuben.
The little Reuben looked cool. I'm excited for that one. I love a good Reuben.
Really good. I love
it. But one booth. I would want all three of those that they tried. I don't want to try them all. I mean, I don't necessarily want a half pound of meatloaf.
Right.
But, I definitely want to try her meatloaf.
Yeah, little bites.
Yeah, and so I think about that, and 40 vendors, it's like 120 meatballs,
Challenge accepted, right?
Yes. So this is Conroe, Montgomery, or is it just like, where is this?
The vendors, they have to be chamber members.
Okay.
And, I mean, they're from Conroe, Montgomery, Willis, down
I
south.
That. Yeah.
I mean, it's all around, yeah.
That's fun, because you get to try foods that you might not like. Venture out to Willis to get,
Yeah, and try and they're not all restaurants. No, there's H-E-B, Kroger. Some of these guys are in there too, doing their foods.
Oh, that's cool.
And All Star Catering.
All Star Catering.
Yeah. What are you gonna put out there?
So we're gonna have our presidential sliders. So
sounds good.
We developed the presidential sliders for a presidential candidate that had come into town a couple years ago, and we had catered an event that he was attending. It was in Bentwater, and so we created this slider for that event.
There's a lot of sliders, beautiful sliders. What a lot of sliders!
Very cool.
Yeah, so it has candied bacon on it, our famous candied bacon. It has a spicy mayo and a cheddar cheese on it. It's amazing.
What kind
candy
of
candy bacon? Spicy mayo.
It is a King's slider bun, King's Hawaiian slider bun.
That's like the bun every day.
We're just talking about this candy bacon thing.
What you want to know
about candy bacon? What is it?
So it is a bacon that is skewered and coated in brown sugar, and then our custom blended spice that we have at All Star Catering, and it's coated and baked and delicious.
How many calories?
Zero.
I'm kidding.
Catering calories don't count.
Do you have a turkey bacon option?
We do not have a turkey bacon option, but that's not a bad idea.
Right?
There's a beef bacon. Turkey's kind of like
for
processed.
For real though, I'm not a bacon person. Not so for just like the calories of it, but I like turkey bacon. I just can't get into bacon.
I don't mind turkey bacon, but turkey. Have you ever had beef bacon?
I have never had beef bacon, but I have had duck bacon.
Oh, how's that?
That sounds
good. It's not bad. It's a little chewier than you would think, but it's good.
The beef bacon seems like it's a thin slice short rib top, you know, like just really thin, and then they're cured like you would a Reuben or a pastrami or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And then they're kind of semi cooked, it seems, but they got that. What's that dark liquid called? That smoke something. It's I don't know. It's like a condiment almost, and but it's like a smoke additive.
Like liquid smoke.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's called. Yeah, liquid smoke. It seems like it's a beef bacon with liquid smoke on it, so it's got that taste, you know, and it brings on that smoked beef taste, but it's just more like a pastrami or a rye, you know, that kind of
that makes sense beef. Yeah, sounds delicious.
It's very good. It, you know, I've been wanting to cook more with it, to wrap with it and things like you would, like the shotgun shells or the wrapped onion or things like that a lot of people use bacon for, the jalapenos stuff with the cream cheese and beef brisket.
Oh, it's the best. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. To make or to eat?
To eat.
To eat.
It's messy to make, but I love it.
You ever been to Centerville?
I have.
Man, that little gas station is just incredible, isn't it?
Oh, a little elk summer sausage.
I could sit in there all day. You know, then they got that ice cream cooler they converted into a hot box, you know, and then they just open up the doors and then over here is like bacon wrap this, you know, brisket.
I do know what you're talking about.
Yep. Yeah. It's like a buffet. Like they inverted the ice cream maker for a hot box, but it's still an insulated box. It works perfect.
Oh, yeah. It works perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were there a couple weeks ago.
Man, that place is fabulous.
It's awesome.
Fabulous. We can get the every kind of jerky that's man's ever made in one place.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can eat right there. We'd get a tray, go down the line, and, you know, turkey legs to quail eggs to you name it. You know, it's what do they call it? The biggest smokehouse in Texas or something like that? It's got a name on every billboard on your way up 45.
Yeah, I can't speak to that.
There's one on each side, too.
Yeah, on each side. Like Woody's, the largest smokehouse in Texas. Yeah. It's Centerville, Texas. That's where you can find that. And you could punch your Texas ticket at that motherfucker right there. You know, get you a little bit of everything.
Exactly.
So, now, Cody, you've worked a lot in and with and supporting the Montgomery County Fair and Rodeo that's also coming up here soon. And we're, you know, it's a week and a half of events and things going on like that. And any advice and guidance for that upcoming get together?
Yeah. I mean, first off, get your tickets.
Yeah.
My primary involvement has been with the Conroe Noon Lions Club and the concessions out there.
Yeah, good for you. That's awesome.
I was a food chair for that for, I think, 3 years and then assistant for another 3 years. Okay. And that is your most cost-effective food option out there while it's when it's open. Naturally, you want to support the vendors that come in, of course, especially local ones.
Yeah.
But for a quick bite, when you got a bunch of kids to feed, like that's your best spot, the Conroe Noon Lions Club.
That's a good tip.
Man, one of my favorite things always to go to was the non-livestock auction, like where they sell like the cookies and like the handmade items.
Yes.
And you just see the things that these kids have worked on, you know, the like 11-year-olds that are making like these incredible cookies and cakes and jams and, I mean, full-size kitchen tables and welding. And I'm like thinking back to what I was doing at 11, and it was nowhere near any of that.
Yeah,
it's just incredible.
I love that.
So I was asking, you know, and it's all about perspective. And sometimes we get so soaked in being a Texan, we don't realize it, right? There are other people that will listen to us, and they're like, what are you talking about? You know, and when we bring up something that's, you know, maybe naively Texan that we just assume everybody's doing, like in Europe, they don't have jelly.
Right.
They're jam folks. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm like, what is the difference between a jelly and a jam? I don't know. I'm like, I don't either. You know, what is it? Is it the puree, the style? Because the jelly seems to have more, you could identify the fruit but in the jelly itself.
Right.
Like chunks of strawberry or grape or whatever. Right. Sometimes. Is there a real difference in the two?
I would think it would be more of the texture. I don't actually know the answer to that question. No.
Most of Europeans, I ask the same thing. I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that a jam is more of like a fruit reduction and preserve as opposed to like a gelatinous substance, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting, and you know, but we just don't see it, you know, and it's one of those little nuances that are just more Texan than you think,
right?
You know, and right. It's like, what are you talking about? Jelly, bro, jelly.
You know what jelly is?
And they're like, you mean jam? I don't know if I mean that. Maybe.
Never thought about that.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it because I saw some kids, and you know, one of those things where they taste foods from other countries, and you bring all the European boys, mm-hmm. and they're all eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, what? What? This is the first time. You kidding me? You know, and I just can't believe it.
I don't think jelly's like real anyways. Like, you know, especially in the store, it's like just sugar.
You think jam's better for you?
I think when jam to me is when people are actually making it and it truly has some nutritional value. It's not just pure sugar and like a jelly gelatinous thing, like you were saying, you know, and then you could throw in the preservatives. Isn't that another one? Like
preserves.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know all that.
What
stuff.
Is a preserve?
It's really thick. Yeah. It's like, it's in jars, but I've seen that at like Woody's and at small little things at vendor markets. Mm-hmm. And it's just real thick things in a jelly jar.
Yeah. And I didn't really mean to just beat up jelly and jams comparison, but there are several like that the rodeo brings real Texas centric. I mean, that's the point.
That and the barbecue cook-off that is the last weekend of
Queen of the Rodeos out there.
Yeah.
You know, we've had the pleasure of meeting several. You know, we get the different teams. I think they're over 100 now.
I think like 110, 120, something like that. And then I think there's a relatively long waiting list just to get in.
Yeah. You know, if not more. I've heard about this waiting list, but I keep seeing it grow. You know, it probably helps with the traffic on that list to add more to the open up more spots.
Yeah, I mean, you would think so. I mean, I would think that they either are going to have to reduce spots or open up some new area, but I don't know where. Because, I mean, if you walk around out there, they're fairly tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it seems like the more of those, the tougher the judging's going to get. You know, right. The brisket's, what, 9 slices and, you know, it's boom or something like that?
I don't remember. It's been several years since I was involved in the cook-off side of things. I usually am not out there during the cook-off because I've been out there for so long. Leading up to the cook-off.
I always see your truck out there and you setting up something, you know. Yeah, I see you running around. Like, he looks busy. We ought to not say anything, you know. You're just, you know, all over the place. You know, supporting the Lions and things like that. And I know they appreciate your help. And I love the Lions group. And let's give a little plug for those guys. They, you know, the Lions in Conroe and the Lions in Montgomery. And I don't know what's the Lion, Lake Conroe Lions. Is that what they're called?
The Conroe Noon Lions Club.
Same group?
Conroe New Lions Club is the one that...
Up to Lake Conroe and everything. Montgomery is the same Lions group.
I think Montgomery has their own. I know Panorama Village has their own, and Willis does too.
Probably so. But they're doing some amazing scholarship work.
Incredible.
I look at their annual dues, and it's just the math doesn't add up. You know what I mean? They're giving more than they're taking in, you know, in their memberships and stuff. Like the one on Lake Conroe, I think they do 10,000 to school, Montgomery High School, and 10,000 more to Lions Creek now.
Right.
You know, that's a lot of scholarships. That's 20 grand for a group that only asks for like 100 something a year for membership.
Well, like at the Conroe New Lions, I mean, you have different levels of sponsorship throughout the year, like Knights of the Blind. And I think that's the one that All-Star Catering is, and then there's other ones. I don't remember what those are, but it's an additional per year, and I think that helps offset that, plus fundraisers like the concessions.
But it sure is nice to see the end result actually doing things that are linearly accountable, you know. I mean, I can look and see, hey, 20 grand, how many members you got again? You know what I mean? It's right. Like, yeah, you know, and they're doing a lot of volunteer work. They support a local events. And if you're an event holder and you're looking for some support to help your event, the Lions Club's always ready to do things like this. You can always call on them for watching the gate, helping out with the setups, helping out with the breakdowns. And, you know, they, you know, we typically give a donation when that sort of thing occurs.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's been something that's really helped to sustain them through the years. And so more events, stronger the Lions group can become.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, and give them more money to do the things they're doing. I mean, I just hate drifting off checks into places where you just never really sure. You know, the administration team ate that. You know what I mean? Well, I get that too, but who are we helping? You know, I mean, and so when we see the Lions directly helping folks, it's a strong play.
It's staying in the community.
It is.
Agreed. Helping the kids.
I like that stuff.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Lions Club and the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber, along with some other community partners, I mean, they all band together for a buyer's group, and they they buy things from the non-livestock auction and the livestock auction, you know, giving back to those kids in the community.
Give me those cookies.
That's what I'm talking about.
Give me those cookies. Buy all them cookies. You know, that's great. You know, I think that's the very best. And you know, I see some of these really young kids, and I know their mom's helping and stuff, and I know it's a family affair. She probably either taught them or stood over the shoulder. But then you look at some of these young kids, you know, auctioning off their livestock and you know, their animals and everything else under the sun you could think mm-hmm. of. And some of those are phenomenally raised. I know Will Metcalf does, what, chickens now?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, that was pretty cool. And you know, what really brought that to mind was I'm back there in the trenches, you know, we're hanging out back there, and he's back there raking hay, you know. I'm like, Will, what are you doing back here? And he goes, what do you mean, what am I doing? Same thing I've been doing for 20 years, you know, and it's just,
I love Will and his
real
entire
deal.
Family.
Real man, deal, good. You know. Yeah. And I just like to see it. Like, we were Michael Guzman, Justice of the Peace. We were at the opening day for the Montgomery Little League, and that's like a chapter that's got Magnolia, Montgomery, Willis, and a few other local townships all under one umbrella. And that Little League group came out. They'll get 2,000-3,000 people mm-hmm. out there.
Wow.
You know, at the Little League Park in Montgomery, Texas. And you know, just seeing him out there, he was with three kids. He's in a box. He's playing the game. He's not here to politician or
right.
They're playing baseball. He's working it, you know. See that,
yeah,
just out there being a volunteer and a dad, and that's awesome to see. I love seeing that.
Yeah, the real deal. And you know, like, when we see you running around all over the place with the chicken, like a chicken with your head cut off over at the we'd assume, you know, that, you know, you were a hired hand, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it just, love seeing you working with the Noon Lions over there. I didn't know that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
And that's just nice to hear. Appreciate you.
Hey man, absolutely,
that's good
it's
stuff.
Always a pleasure, and it's a good cause, and I like to put my time into things that are good for the community.
You seen that benefit Absolutely. Your business?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I would think so. And, you know, see and be seen, you know, and be out there doing it, but really in the trenches, I think that brings a genuine card to the table. And man, grateful that you came out today and to tell us about that. Anything else you want to add on to the Montgomery County Fair and Rodeo before we change that chapter?
No, I mean, I know that they are always looking for volunteers, and if you want to volunteer and you have the same personality as me, I'm the one that when I sign up to volunteer, like, I want to do all the things all the time, all day long.
Truly be helpful.
And it's, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Come out for one shift, one day, and if enough people do that, then we don't have volunteer issues. I mean, come out, and it's for a great cause.
How would they go about volunteering, you think?
I would think go to the Montgomery County Fair Association website, and it should be able to guide you from there.
Response.
Yes.
So now, closing in, coming a little closer, I don't know when the rodeo is. When does that week? It's like 8 days, the Montgomery County Fair and Rodeo.
I think it's April 9th through the 19th, but
yeah.
I
so
have
we got
it.
A little time on that one, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we'll bring that up again.
9th through the 19th.
9th through the 19th. So a lot of stuff. There's the pet parade. There's the, you know, the, like you said, the non-livestock auction, the mm-hmm. other auction, the 4-H, the big one. And then there's just a host of events, and it goes down to the final concert. Any word who's playing?
I honestly have not kept up this year.
I haven't heard yet. I don't know if they've announced it on who's the lead singers and bands and we've seen some amazing country western singers and stuff out there, and we've seen some great bull riding. And one time we had it was Nathan Arizotti and I want to say Parker McCollum, but it's not Parker Parker McCowan, the bull rider.
Oh.
And he's PBA, the PBR, sorry, the Professional Bull Riding Association. And so this event is a tier below that, like a more of an amateur bull riding association. I'm not sure which one it is, but, you know, they're like, they look for a bull rider to have the weight that a horse jockey would, you know, smaller guys, mm-hmm. little lighter, yeah. easy for to get on there and stay on there a lot longer. But I think that's a cool thing for horse races, but I mean, I want to be 300-400 pounds on the back of that bull so it slows down, you know, get both Cephas throwing you around out there. And
yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, I think every part of that rodeo, I really get into roping lately. So I'm thinking the roping, you know, all that, where they can hog tie so fast. They get it, you know, barrel riding's cool. I like watching it all, but I think the roping's where it's at. You know, it's such a real deal.
I love the bull riding.
Yeah, I like the bull riding too.
I love the bull riding.
Absolutely.
And one more thing I will add is, it's such a great event for the community, and there's something for everybody out there. There's the rodeo, there's the concert, there's, you know, local vendors, there's different types of food, there's the carnival, there's mm-hmm. the animal shows, the concessions, and then the cook-off. I mean, there's something for everybody.
Fair food, you know, I love some fair food.
Who doesn't love a funnel cake?
Man, that corn in a cup, you know, I go all day. Cut candy, you know, every kind of popcorn you can think of.
Fried Oreo.
I've never eaten a fried Oreo.
Man, we were on a Texas road trip, right? And we stopped off at a farmer's market that was street side, you know, and just in our wake, you know, we just, okay, well, let's go check it out. We had some time we needed to kill. And so we went in there, and this guy had the bacon on a stick, but it was chocolate dipped with like walnuts on the outside.
I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, and they were like individually wrapped, and it was like, you know, that thick. You know, mm-hmm. with the chocolate and the nuts and everything, and it was like a lollipop. I'm not sure which direction I'm going, sweet and savory. I'm like, man, these things are so awesome.
Oh, they're amazing. I love it.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm looking for the next big idea on the roadside.
Yeah, you know? Always unique foods.
They're like the chili competition. The guy literally had a sign that said it's on the roadside, it's in the chili, you know, and it's like, dang, I don't know. I don't know.
No, thank you. Skip that table.
I tried it. It was good. Oh. I tried it. So Taste Fest hits on March 26th. And you can, tickets are on sale now. You can get your tickets, and that's all I have on that. But, you know, we were talking about Taste Fest with, like, what, 40 vendors with four dishes apiece and how filling that would be. I think about the 7th Annual Crawfish Cook-Off that's coming out over at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds and the SCCA World Championship that's happening out there. That's with Stale Cracker and all those guys and Wade Fishes. And he's a local guy here on Lake Conroe, just – catch, cook, eat, no catch and release program there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's eating it and he's cooking it up in a real Cajun awesome little way, and you know, I think 3.5 million on his Facebook.
Wow.
And he lives in Lake Conroe.
No kidding.
Yeah, you see Cody, I mean not Cody, but Stale Cracker, he's I think he's ex-police officer. And he cooks out of his man cave. And he's cooked everything from iguana to alligator to you name it. This guy's got the whole thing. He's cutting, he's hunting, cutting, cleaning, cooking, and he's cooking for like hundreds at a time. So he's not like making it one little dish.
Right.
So he's got a pot like this big that he starts off for the rabbit stew. You know, and it's like, dang. I was in Lafayette once, and we went to a place called T-Coon's, and the lunch buffet had rabbit on it.
I believe it.
It's not hidden in the back of the menu. You know what I mean? It's straight up rabbit on the main buffet.
Yeah, see, I'm from Louisiana. Like, give me catfish and crawfish all day, but I don't want any of that kind of stuff, you know?
I don't mind rabbit, you know? Because, I mean, if you think about the sustainable foods, rabbit versus chicken, which, you know,
yes,
rabbit's going to give you a whole lot more rabbit. It's going to be a whole lot more food, you know?
You're not wrong.
And they'll reproduce a lot faster.
Do you cook rabbit?
I don't cook rabbit.
Okay, have you?
That's one of the ones I stay.
Have you tried a rabbit?
I have tried rabbit. We don't mess with it at the company.
Red meat, right? No. Not at the cook-off, but
yeah.
I don't see that as like a crowd favorite or like someone wanting that a lot.
No, we're a little far west for that to be a crowd favorite. Right. Never messed with rabbit at All Star Catering.
Okay,
no.
All right. Well, you know, it's out there.
When's the crawfish festival?
Well, the crawfish festival. Okay, May 22nd and the 23rd. And the reason I was thinking about this is because there's almost like 80 to 100 cookers, and they're doing crawfish gumbo and etouffee.
Oh, that's
yes. So. If you think about trying, they get that little thing that's like fit for two hot dogs, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just full of crawfish, right? There's 100 booths. And it's a competition. So once you buy your ticket, you can do all 100 booths and eat their gumbo and etouffee. If they compete, if they choose that. Like everybody at the Montgomery County Fair and Rodeo doesn't have to do beans, or they don't have to do dessert, or the open or whatever. You know, they can just go brisket if they wanted to.
Right.
Right. From what I understand. And so this is a, you think about 120 tastes of brisket if you tried all the brisket in the, as one of the judges.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of brisket. Yeah. You know, and then you think about, 100 plus crawfish cookers. It's crazy. That's so much food. What a value.
Yeah.
Because
you'll have like your mild, your, the people, the Texas Cajun people who do like ravioli and all that stuff. There's a lot to taste.
There is ravioli in some of them. It's crazy you brought that up. I forgot all about that.
The Vietnamese style of cooking crawfish. Like it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I was saying the water might make a difference, because it seems like you go booth to booth, and just like at the Montgomery County Fair and Rodeo, and just focusing on brisket because it's the head of the game, you think about every little detail to make it better, and to make it right. And, I think about that final nine slices and that last gesture, right? You can do everything else on the pit one way, and they're pretty similar. We're smoking a meat, right?
Right.
At the very end, the beginning gets your spices and whatnot, but the smoking kind of works that. So you work on, the binders to keep your spices on the meat as long as possible, but it's still on the outside. So when you get those nine slices, I've seen these guys put them in bends of au jus, and let them just soak and almost stew like you would a roast in a crock pot. It makes them more tender and mm-hmm. softer. And then you get that. And then at the last second, you pull your slices out and send them in that little box and get it off to the judges.
Yeah, I've seen people do that.
Mm-hmm. Make it nice and soft.
The pressure.
You could get these. And I've sampled the winning briskets, like with Mike Valdez's booth and a few others. And, I'm just fortunately that I was in the right booth and sampling the right stuff of the guy who wins grand champion.
Right.
I took some samples off one of the briskets that was the one that won, and when you could just press your tongue against the roof of your mouth and it just evaporates.
Wow.
You didn't even need to chew it. I mean, it was
amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Brisket's never that.
I think he went back to that moment there for a second.
I look forward to that 10. I'm all about it. And I've tasted some just miraculous stuff. This meat was thrown out before. It was disregarded. Right. It was too close to the hide, too tough, unusable, and it was disregarded. And, when you get it to the point where it's so soft it just falls apart, how wrong were the original, butchers about it?
Exactly.
And, I think what's the craziest thing you ever saw smoked out there? Any oddities? Did you ever see anybody like smoke a goat
No, maybe a whole hog. Like,
whole hog, yeah, I seen
like
a whole hog.
Carolina style. Yeah, but that's probably as odd as I've ever seen. It's been a few years since I've been out there at the cook-off.
Yeah.
It's always interesting to see what's submitted into the open. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's anything and everything. It's a wide variety of stuff. I think one year, a team that I was hanging out with, they were submitting a cheddar stuffed mushroom wrapped in bacon that was smoked and then glazed with a sweet Thai chili glaze.
Oh.
And it was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Man, I did some last night. I went to the Amish store in Montgomery. What's that place called?
Yeah,
Taste of Amish.
Okay. That place is cool.
Yeah,
have you been there? I have never been inside.
You need to.
It's really neat. Cool. Yeah,
peach cheeses.
Jams.
I don't know about
preserves.
Preserves, maybe. Yeah. But, you know, and then the curds, those little balls of cheeses and stuff, mm-hmm. that, you know, all kinds of stuff that just aren't normal market. And certain kinds of pastas and stuff that were, you know, more, I don't know, I think I'd fill a basket with it before I actually cooked it. You know, the mm-hmm. kind that are in front of Ross. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You're like, why is pasta here? I'll take it. You know, she gets two outfits, I get some pappardelle. But it's true. But I went in there and I got some beef sausage, some summer sausage, you know, the kind you'd put on a charcuterie tray. Mm-hmm. It's got the skin on the outside. You peel off like
summer sausage.
Yeah. So I'm thin slicing this stuff and I was just eating it. Like, this is really good. And I put it on a club cracker with a little bit of cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. Their food tastes so clean.
Oh, all of a sudden, it was so yummy. We just advanced from a charcuterie to some hors d'oeuvre that I think would be fit for the Taste Fest on March 28th. You know, like 26. Lagerfest clouded my vision.
Yes.
Thursday.
We know which one he wants to go.
Exactly.
Lagerfest the 28th is a Saturday downtown Conroe.
Right.
Yeah. So at Lone Star Convention Center, the 28th, you can come out and catch Taste Fest. Tickets are on sale now. And then the tickets are also on sale for the Montgomery County Fair and Rodeo. You can come out and catch all that fun stuff.
That's right.
Yep.
I thought it was the 26th.
It is the 26th.
You said the 28th.
Damn. This is hard. You think Lagerfest was this morning.
He's ready. Mental note.
So for clarification, the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber of Commerce's Taste Fest presented by Crown Brand Beverage Packaging is going to be Thursday, March 26th from 5 to 8 at the Lone Star Convention Center.
That was perfectly said.
Thank you.
That was great. Memorized.
Teamwork.
Yes. And there it is. That's the real deal. Thank you for coming, Cody. We appreciate you coming out today.
Thank you for having me. It was an absolute pleasure. It was nice to get to meet you and get to see you again.
And we'll see you out at the rodeo, hopefully this year, and we'll see you at the Crawfish Cook-Off as well, if you can make it out to that thing. We'll be right back with the Punch Your Texas Ticket segment of the show right after this, folks. Thank you for watching.
Turn your radio dial to the Texas Ticket.
Car enthusiasts of Conroe, well, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes, on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and irlonestar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket. This is Armando with Lacey Baker.
Hello.
Lacey, thank you again for coming out here today.
I love being here.
I know you got a busy day.
Yeah, but
you're out there
I love doing it.
Solving crime, a bug crime all over the lake.
Absolutely. Mosquitoes, roaches. Termites, a lot of termite activity.
Is there?
Yes.
The dreaded termite, you know, because we can't see it, like bed bugs.
Right. Bed bugs. But, you know, and we just did a termite install, like the bait stations last week. House was on the market, right? Buyer makes an offer. Inspector comes, this gorgeous house on the lake. And then there's previous termite damage on the wood deck. And so, yeah, never even the home. The seller never even knew termites, right? Like they're like that. They'll eat your deck.
That's crazy. You know, I'm always worried about that kind of thing. So, you know, you own Mosquito and Pest Authority and your husband and a family business there, I believe. And you guys have got, other than being one of the number one pest control companies out here in Montgomery County.
Yes, that's right.
You've got other things going on too. Tell me about some of the events on your radar for your group.
Yeah,
your
this time of year, I mean, it's event season, lots of things with Easter, family things. On the 4th of April, Easter is early this year, The Calendar Group, Victoria Calendar and her husband Steve, they are sponsoring Wood Forest Easter. That is on the 4th, and it is open to everyone who wants to attend. It's a family-friendly. It's super fun for the kids.
Egg hunt and
vendor market. So go and shop. Again, support those small businesses who sponsor this, because each vendor submits 500 eggs. So it's going to be a ton of eggs for the kids.
You're doing 500 eggs.
I am. So yeah, that'll be at 10 o'clock. So come shop, meet all the other business owners that are around from Montgomery.
It's a beautiful area too.
Yeah, it's really it is. It's so fun. Let's hope the weather's good. But that's super fun. The Easter Bunny will be there. You know, just fun for the kids.
Easter's on Sunday the 5th and Saturday the 4th. You can come out to Wood Forest and visit the Easter celebration there and still have the time to get with your family and stuff. Do service. Absolutely. And all that other stuff the next day.
Yeah.
And like the Walden Easter egg hunts, I believe, on Sunday and most of the neighborhoods. But speaking of most of the neighborhoods, you're going to be out at April Sound as well.
Yes.
But different event.
Yes. Beautiful April Sound. Again, we have a lot of customers in there, so we love supporting them. It is their car show, their annual car show. And that also is the vendor fee goes to charity. So that's amazing. That is 9 a.m. to 3. So you get to see all the amazing cars in April Sound. It is the 11th, that next Saturday.
After Easter.
Correct.
Oh,
so
cool.
that very next weekend, back to back, fun things for the family. You just tell the gate you're there for the car show. And there's bounce house, food, tons of cars, a vendor market again.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
That's a really cool thing, again,
free and fun to go to with the family.
That's outstanding. And what a beautiful place to have it. Again, both are in gorgeous spots. The April Sound Car Show and the Wood Forest Easter event on April 4th.
Yes.
Which is right around the corner. It's happening so fast. April's got a lot of stuff. You know, April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. My son, I know, will have something up his sleeve. My little one.
The Oreos with toothpaste. I'm not falling for that again.
Oh, God. I would love to trick him and do that.
Okay. Yeah. Or take every label off all the cans in the pantry.
Oh, that's not cool. That's not cool. There's no way you'd remember which one is which as the adult to put that back.
You go look in there, it's like all the cans are like steel.
That's a good prank, though.
Yeah,
that's really funny. I
love that one. Yeah, that's a good one. It's also Siblings Day in April.
You know, oh, nice. Siblings Day, do you know what day?
No, I don't.
I'm going to have to look that up.
You know, but Siblings Day is in April. Arbor Day, I think, is in April, too.
Yeah.
Just other little events and big ones, you know, but a lot of stuff going on in April. But one of the things that's really caught my eye that I'm doing April 3rd is going to go see Isabel Hagen over at the Riot Comedy Club here at Guadalajara's on the second floor.
Fun.
Isabel Hagen.
The new Guadalajara's.
The
location.
Upstairs. Yeah, the new Guadalajara's downtown on the square has an upstairs. It's referred to as the Riot Club. It's all curtained out. It's dark.
Cool.
It's nice up there. It is a cool comedy club.
Yes.
It's the real deal with a good patio that faces the Owen Theater right there on the square downtown Conroe. But Isabel Hagen she's originally a violinist before she was a comedian. And somehow she incorporates that in there, I think.
Yeah.
But she was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you see that Jimmy Fallon has a Ben & Jerry's ice cream?
No.
The Tonight Dough.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Dough.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look that up. That sounds good. Cookie dough? Is it cookie dough? I would eat
that. Yeah, so Isabel Hagen has been on his show. She's very funny and a real riot. You can catch her all over the internet. She's on YouTube, as well as a lot of the other acts that have been over there that are just major social phenoms that are just that are in the Riot Club circuit that added Guadalajara's to their circuit. So if you're wondering why these amazing comedians are going to be downtown Conroe, it's because they added Riot Comedy Club Conroe to the circuit, the Riot Comedy Circuit.
That is cool.
Yeah. Our friend Henderson's putting those on with his team over at the Riot Comedy Club, and we should expect Isabel Hagen, April 3rd. Those tickets are on sale now. It starts at 7:30 p.m. and goes to about 9 p.m.
Nice.
And food, drinks. It's got its own private bar up there. But getting back to some of the stuff that we were chatting about here today really quick, Taste Fest hits March 26th.
Yummy.
March 26th. It's a Thursday. And 40 vendors.
That sounds amazing.
With three dishes apiece. That's 120 items you can sample.
That sounds amazing.
With one ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were talking about what it takes to go out to eat these days. And it's, you know, man, as far as the meal goes, that's one thing. Feed yourself. This is something else.
Right.
You know, you're going to get every kind of thing that you could think of under the sun in one roof at the Lone Star Convention Center. And it will be the 26th.
The 26th. Mm-hmm. And that's what's cool is that it's little portions because, you know, when you're at a restaurant and you're like, oh, I don't want to order that. I don't know if I'd like it. And it's the whole meal. You can go and taste and then you can know if you would like that kind of dish. You know, absolutely. Like I love it. Samples.
So the 7th annual Crawfish Critic Cook-Off.
Now that's what I'm excited festival. About. Yes.
And festival. So, and I think there's going to be some music out there. And I know there was a band last year. And we had the pleasure of going to cover. And Christian Waldo, the organizer there, and his team are just doing a miraculous job. Mm-hmm. That last one was out of the park. Out of the park. And awesome. You think about 100 vendors. And I'm not sure that's the number they're at. But it's a lot. They're 80 to 100, kind of like the cook-off. And sampling at every single one of these and judging. You're the judge at the Crawfish Critic Cook-Off.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
You'll put your ticket into his box if you rate him and rank him as one of your top three. You get three tickets per ticket or whatever the amount is.
Only three.
Yeah, you'll get so many, right? And I don't know the actual, but I think it was three last year.
Right.
So they could change these parameters. But yeah, and it is hard. And because, you know, you just get so lost in the first. I mean, the first one, I wanted to give my ticket.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just not going to give you the ticket because I need to try more than one. And then I doubled back and I went to the booth that was like the third one that I put my ticket in because it was like blowing me away.
But they're all like the best of the best. Yeah, it would be so hard.
And if it wasn't the best of the best, you're going to find it. You know, it is in there. And even with particular taste, like I don't like it too spicy. Or I like it really spicy. I don't like it. I really wish the flavor was inside more, you know, or I wish this or what dip, you know, and our friends over at the Crawfish Cajun Butter, that butter, tasty butter. This Richard Snow, my friend Richard Snow, shout out for Richard and that the butter, the crawfish butter that he sells. And it's really a great ad. It's kind of like when I was talking about that summer sausage ad and just a little cream cheese. And it
magic.
Pops.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like all of a sudden I was, instead of just eating a piece of, you know, summer sausage, which was good, you know, charcuterie style, adding that cream cheese made it something entirely different. It was like,
the flavors just melted.
Oh my gosh,
together.
Call Taste Fest. You know, submit this. Witness me. You know, wow.
My
I added
crackers,
cream
cheese, and summer sausage.
Revolutionary. Yes. You know, and it's just little touches, and I think that can bring a lot. It's like the butter over there at those guys. That Montgomery County Fairgrounds is where they're hosting that. That's May 22nd and 23rd from 5 to 11 p.m. on Friday, 11 to 11 on Saturday. Come out and catch that. And I think there's even some Sunday stuff going on. It's 22nd, 23rd. No, just those 2 days, Friday and Saturday.
Cool.
Yeah. So 5 to 11 on Friday and 11 to 11 on Saturday. And that's the day I know Goleg Connor is going to be out there. We're going to do some coverage of that event.
Fine.
We call it that.
I know.
That's me tasting everything and taking pictures.
Yeah. You're only going to have like five shots
we'll have
of
a
that
team
whole
out,
event.
You know, and they bring all the other the big guys out, you know, like Wade Fishes and Stale Cracker and others. There's others. Rusty Seasonings is out there, and those guys are nationwide. One of the top spice guys out in Gulf Coast. You
amazing.
Know, and they're putting this stuff out all over, and they get in a, you know, where there are four or five chefs that'll get up there and cook a specific dish independently and come with those. And then they'll just start, Wade Fishes will start frying catfish for 500 people.
Amazing.
500 people.
Sounds
amazing. And we're waiting at the buffet line for them to finish cooking it for us. You know, it's not like there's this Schaefer that's been sitting there all day in the heat at the fairground.
Right.
That's not what's happening. You know, this is from the fryer to the plate almost. I mean, it hit that Schaefer for a few minutes. You're waiting for more
fresh.
To come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm waiting for more to be in the pan. The line stops when the catfish is gone, and then they pile more on there. And he's frying them right there in front of the audience.
Right.
And then everybody, oh my gosh.
Incredible.
It's like, I'm like, how do you keep that pace?
Incredible.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun stuff. The Bluebonnet Festival is happening over on the 28th. It's Southern Dispositions. Debbie Glenn, also the owner of Red Brick Tavern, and Lucy Blues, and whatever's coming up over at 202 Main, I'm not supposed to be talking about. But the Bluebonnet Festival, Bernhardt Winery, the 28th.
That's always a crowd favorite.
Yeah, and speaking of crowd favorites, now I know this is a little out of my jurisdiction, but still here in Montgomery County.
Okay.
The Woodlands Margarita Festival is coming up April 25th.
Yeah. Okay. You've been, right?
I went by. I didn't indulge. We stopped in. I didn't get to get in and do all the stuff. We were doing something else and it was going on kind of thing. So
it's very fun.
The answer is yes.
Yes. It's very really. Fun because again, just like sampling, it's all small amounts and
margaritas.
Yeah. But like pickle margarita and like just random stuff. It was good though. When we first moved here. Yeah.
It's good for cramps.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
If you get like a Charlie horse, there's yeah, quick, give me the pickle margarita.
And dehydration. Although I think it's counterproductive because, you know, there's so much sugar in that with the pickle. And
well, we'll have to find out.
Little yeah, super fun event. Little, when is
little
that?
Margarita and pickle exploration. April 25th. And
lots
back.
Going on.
Yeah. Sunshine, Woodlands, ice cold margaritas, live entertainment, indulge in delicious food while enjoying beautiful spring weather.
Right. Right.
Yeah. This show is a mouth-watering margarita flavors available or on the rocks, frozen or on the rocks. The Woodlands Margarita Fill, a DJ mix. It says Andy the Amazing Ice Carver is going to be there. Limbo competition with cash prizes.
That's cool.
There'll be limbo.
And slightly dangerous.
Slightly dangerous.
They should do that at the beginning of the festival.
I think it'd be more entertaining at the end.
Well, yeah.
Maybe not as, I'm not as competitive.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be more entertaining.
Yes.
And the list goes a mile long. It's like an 80s rock band and the Ballet Folklore Mexico in Love. Pisa. I think that is a Spanish dance group and a folk dance group. It looks cool. Like to me, as I'm translating this, I don't know the folklorical, which would mean folklore, I guess, you cool. know, is the, so ballet folklore Mexican in the on the floor, you know, is what I read. That.
Yeah. Sounds so, like a good show.
Yeah. I think it's a dance show, you know, which I'm guessing. The 80s classic country band comes out. There's a block party thing. You must be 21 to attend and have a major valid ID. And you can check that out at the Woodlands Margarita Fest.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah.
I was going to mention that, you know, we went to breakfast this morning.
Yes.
And it was at Paulette's here on the square. And, you know, they recently released the 2026 hurricane name list, and Paulette's one of them. Yeah, so Paulette has its
can't
own hurricane
do that.
Coming.
Yeah, but you can't do that to that sweet little restaurant.
Oh yeah, it's not associated.
Right. Yeah. Don't make Paulette anything negative because that restaurant is such a cute little place.
It is. That was really nice. And the Nordic salmon crepe.
Yeah. How was it? Everyone at breakfast, their plate was like completely clean.
And
by the time we left,
smuggling the cute little coffee cups out of there.
Yes, you can purchase them too.
You can buy them.
They must be like that popular.
Yeah,
and they have them on the shelf.
The second hurricane this year is Bertha. Ugh. Yeah, that's not even.
Knock on wood. We had none last year. Let's just hope year two.
Yeah. Well, let's thank everybody. We want to thank Paulette's for the great breakfast. We want to thank our friends over at Red Brick Tavern. The boys over at Foss. They've got the event coming up. This
Lagerfest.
Yes. We've got for all that wonderful St. Patrick's Day events that happened. You know, over in front of Mimi's on Main, and that other antique shop that I don't know the name of.
Yeah, that was so
cool. The big
cool.
one, the two-story one. Yeah, that was really fun. A lot of stuff downtown Conroe, all located right here on the square, all downtown Conroe. The new seats over at the Crichton. We got a chance to go and visit the new
gorgeous
renovations at the Crichton Theater.
Red velvet. Oops, sorry. They fit right into the theater. I mean, they look like they were there originally. Gold inlays on the side.
Really?
Just beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome.
Can I tell you a fun fact that you probably knew? Sure. Okay, do you know how that grant works that she applied for? Mm-hmm. It comes from, so the seats were from a grant.
Oh, really?
And that is from hotel tax. So when people come here and stay in a hotel, there's a tax on your, even on your bill, and you see it. And that's the grant she applied for.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And again, people come here, they can see a show at the Crichton. Like it's like the circle of life.
Special thanks to you, Lacey Baker, for joining us and volunteering to come support the program.
Always.
And again, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. The Lone Star Community Radio houses are high atop the Conroe Tower here in Conroe, Texas at City Hall.
Yes.
What's the number there at Mosquito and Pest Authority?
Thank you. It is 346-225-4352. It's mosquito season. Call me.
Yeah. All right. And I work with Go Lake Conroe and local media and local news. And the station here, Lone Star Community Radio, 104.5 FM and 106.1 FM, is a nonprofit station serving the city of Conroe, Texas. We'd like to have you on our show. We'd like to have you in a program. We'd like to have your donation. You can see the links below to do that. Buy us a cup of coffee. Give us a little something. We'll see you next week on the Texas Ticket.
I'm doing 104.5. Don't stop.